I cry every day. Father of London stabbing victim speaks of devastation. The Guardian, Saturday 7th, April 2018. Ian Cobain. Abdullah Özkan says murder of his son in February has left his family traumatized and fearful amid surge in violent crimes. All week, Britain's newspapers have been publishing spreads of photographs of the many people murdered in London so far this year. Each time they do, Abdullah Özkan breaks down and weeps. Yesterday I saw the Sun newspaper and they had 49 pictures in there, including a picture of my son. All day I cried. I didn't cry just for my son, but for all those other people as well. Life is just starting for these people. They are 19 years old, 17 years old, and they are dying for nothing. Abdullah's son, Hassan, was trapped by a gang of youths on bicycles in the corner of a rubbish-strewn car park behind flats in Barking, East London. He was stabbed repeatedly. Local people ran outside in their pajamas. "He was screaming, 'Help me,' as loud as he could," said one woman. "The police were here very quickly and were pressing on his chest for a long time. Hassan was pronounced dead at the scene. He was 19. This was back in February. A few hours earlier, 9 miles away in Tottenham, North London, Kwabena Nelson, 22, was stabbed to death. The following day, Juan Almosaka, 39, died after being stabbed in Peckham, South London. They were victims number 12, 13, and 14 in London's 2008 murder litany. By the end of that week, they had been joined by Hannah Leonard, a 55-year-old Irish woman. On Wednesday, there were a further 34 victims in the picture spread that so distressed Abdullah. The following day, 6 people, 5 of them teenagers, were admitted to hospital in 5 separate knife attacks in the capital. The youngest, a 13-year-old boy, was seriously injured. On Friday morning, Scotland Yard said there had been 55 suspected murders in the capital so far this year. 7 young men and boys have been arrested and questioned about the murder of Hassan Özkan. The youngest was just 15. Although all have been released without charge, police seem confident that they are familiar with Hassan's network of associates and understand the motive. It appears that it is only a matter of time before charges are brought. Hassan's family deny his murder was in any way gang-related, although his Facebook profile includes a picture of him with 3 friends and that word, gang, superimposed. The detectives investigating the murder do not have time to discuss the case, however. They are just so very busy. Abdullah, 44, is originally from the city of Gaziantep, in southern Turkey. As a young man, he moved to northern Cyprus, where he met Amin. The couple married and moved to London, where Hassan was born. 2 other sons followed, now age 15 and 7. Abdullah has had a number of successful businesses. He now runs a fish restaurant in Gidea Park, a pleasant suburb on the eastern outskirts of London. Hassan had a wide circle of friends. He liked to work out at the gym and trained as a kickboxer. Sometimes he would help out at the restaurant. "He was such a friendly boy and so helpful," Abdullah says. Last year, however, after allegedly being assaulted in Barking, Hassan moved to Kent, where he began studying at a further education college, returning to his parents' flat in Barking only at weekends. On February 3rd, while he was back for the weekend, Hassan went to a friend's sister's birthday party in Barking. On leaving the party, he was attacked. He ran but was caught and killed. Abdullah was informed that he was closing his restaurant for the night. "It is so difficult when you lose a child," he says. "It's not like losing your mom or dad or your brother. It hurts so much. I cry every day. I think about him every day. His room looks so empty. My wife has completely changed. My kids' lives have changed. My wife, she's finished. The doctor comes to see her a lot. I don't know what to do." The family feel far from alone, though. The police keep in touch, Abdullah says, and countless people have contacted him on Facebook, offering support. Some of my customers come in and cry with me. When he took his son back to Gaziantep to be buried, huge numbers of people turned out for the funeral. Abdullah has difficulty sleeping. He looks exhausted and gray, and the trauma has seeped deep within him. He is hypervigilant, looking all around as he walks down the street, watching out for another catastrophe. A lot of people are dying, and I'm worried, he says. I have to worry, because I have another two children. He is particularly anxious that his son's killers are still at large. None of us want killers walking around. We want them in prison, he says repeatedly. I don't want this happening to anyone else. I don't want anyone else hurting like I hurt. But people are scared to talk to the police. They think, today it happened to him, maybe tomorrow it could be me. In the car park where Hassan bled to death, a small shrine sprang up. Half a dozen glossy pictures of the boy were attached to a shrub. Flowers were laid and a few candles lit. On Thursday evening, a local man clambered out of his car and stared for a moment at the dead flowers. The council will be clearing all that away before too long, he said.